Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Ooh, you guys, ooh, it's going to be a good one.
Isn't it always? What
okay.
Come on now. Okay. Say it like it ain't always good.
Those are facts. Those are facts. But we have had a lot of new listeners, and we thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen.
Because we haven't been doing this consistently like we always do. But you know what? It's bringing in new people from new states, new countries. I mean, I'm just excited about it. So just in case you don't know what our podcast is about, it is for marriages.
Yes.
Those that are engaged.
Yes.
Some of you that are seriously dating.
Oh, yeah.
Our goal is to help you get from me to we, one couple at a time.
Come on now.
So all you got to do, just before you forget, hit subscribe right now. Right now. Hit the button. And the way you know is hitting the notification button right there. And guess what? Then you're a part of our tribe. Then
official.
You can tell somebody about it. Then you will always know when we have new episodes coming out. And then you can tell someone and we can all grow together.
Come on now. Don't be the first. Don't be the last one to know.
Oh, yeah.
Be
there
the
you
first.
Go. Be the first to know and then be the first to tell somebody else. Can you keep on doing that for us, you all? Can you keep supporting us? We want to make sure we get God's message out, because to be married and to be married God's way, is so good. I'm telling you, it's so, so good.
Amen.
There's no other way. Because it's I can't tell you how blessed I've been since I've been married to this man.
You can tell them. They'll listen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to talk about me? like I want to talk about you, because I'm the blessed one.
Oh.
Every day we have this argument, who's more blessed? And I'm so blessed because I'm not stressed.
Oh, you better say
I got
that.
You
ain't got that mess. Oh, yeah, because you are blessed. Okay, we can go on this all day, y'all.
I ain't
I'm
in my
sorry.
Mama basement. Come on now. Come on. It could have went so many different ways.
I said, oh, God is so good. We lifted you up out that basement.
Come on now. Come on. Show enough.
Oh, man, I'm just good about this. But you know what? We want to make sure, for so many of you that always ask us, hey, how did you get married? How did you know? It's so many questions that come into it. But we don't ever get asked this question. And so we're going to pose that question back to you, what you should be asking. And it's our title for today. And is, are you ready to love?
Mm-hmm. I am ready to love.
Okay.
Not for love, to love.
Okay, are you ready to love?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you for that a cappella version.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people do not have the capacity, right? And it could be because of, you know, lifelong events that have happened. Mm-hmm. It could be, you only know how to do the love that you were given, right?
Ooh,
you know?
That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. That's facts. You only know how to express love the way you were given love. And I had to learn that by when I got with you, because, and then you also only know because of the certain love people accept, because people accept your lazy love and you think you're doing good things.
Yes, exactly.
But when somebody tells you to step it up, it's like, dang, I thought I was giving you that one hit a quitter.
There you
I
go.
I was giving you 100%. No, bro, you was giving me like 65.
Exactly.
You can do better.
Right.
And like, once you realize you can do better and you want to, because it comes down to wanting to, because no one can force you to love them or love them the right way. You have to want to love somebody the way that they need to be loved.
Well, you know, some people cannot easily allow themselves to ask for it or let love in, you know? And it could be for one or two reasons, right?
Okay.
They're afraid of it, right?
Okay.
Or they feel that they don't deserve it,
ooh,
right? And so that's even harder. There's other layers to that, right?
Come on now, come
and,
on.
And so if you have a fear of intimacy, right, then you can have a deficiency in your capacity to receive or give love.
Facts.
And that is detrimental to a relationship.
Facts.
A marriage, oh my God, it's a killer, right?
Come on now.
And I want to give you guys this scripture, and a lot of people don't think of this a lot of times, and you should, okay? And please go to John 4:7-10. Or you know what? You can even go to Ephesians 2, but it goes like this. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
Yes.
Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
Facts.
So if you don't know how to love, sometimes it's because you don't know God. You don't know godly love, because he is love.
Agreed.
He is one and the same. They're synonymous. Okay?
Agree. And it also goes along with the fact you don't know how to love yourself.
Mm.
Because how can I say I love you if I can't love me first?
Absolutely.
Because if I'm asking, because like, again, no one is perfect, but if I'm trying to change myself for you, that's not gonna work.
But it goes back to that. It
has to start for me first. Like, it has to be internal. It has to be something you working on you first before you can love anybody else.
Come on, preach, baby. It's the facts. It's facts. But let me tell you, that goes back to what we just said before. If you don't love yourself, it's because you don't know God. You don't see yourself Agreed. Through God's eyes. You don't know how good you are, because He Come don't on. Make mistakes.
See, I was about to say, God don't make no junk.
Yes, He do. Come on, now. Yes, He don't at all. No, He don't. No, He don't.
My wife may say, no, He don't.
No, He don't. He don't.
God
make
does
mistakes.
Not make junk, people. So, and don't let anybody tell you. And don't you tell yourself mm-hmm. that you don't deserve the best, because you do.
You do. Absolutely, you do. So let's kind of talk about it. Let's walk through that, right? How, why somebody might be even afraid to verbalize love, right?
Okay.
They're deficient in it, right? Because the love they give is the love they've received, right?
Facts.
They may have had a parent or a caregiver that didn't say love. They held it over them, right? Mm-hmm. It was almost like, huh, if you do this, I'll get love. You know, if you do this, I'll show you love, you know? And they were literally holding their love for hostage, right?
Agreed.
And so we want to talk about that. Or someone rejected you early in life, right? And you don't know how. So you're really kind of tough. It's really hard to really even believe that person loves you, right? Let alone receive it, because you're afraid you're going to get rejected, right?
Okay.
And so you don't even know how to act, because you're like, they're going to probably reject me. It's not real. They don't care. Nah, nah, nah. And then they can't do it. But yet they're hungry for it, right? They're starved for it.
Agreed.
And so then sometimes you'll take any type of love. And if you'll take any type of love, you'll give any type of love.
Facts. Everything you said was straight to the point and right on cue. And it makes me reflect on myself when I first got with you and how I associated love, because like you said, you only know what you receive.
Yeah.
And so whenever you'd ask me, like, why do you love me, or how do you love me, I always tell you, well, I'm here. Because that's how I associated love as a child, with my mother coming home versus my father not coming home every day like my mother did. Mm-hmm. So every day she came home, like, oh my God, my mother loves me. She came home to me today, versus my dad not coming home like every so often.
Mm.
I knew he loved me, but I just didn't know how much, because every day is a lot more than every some day, you know, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like she loved me more.
Oh, that's
and that's
powerful.
How I would associate it. So whenever you would ask me, as we kind of grew in our relationship, show me how you love me, I'm like, well, I'm here right now, Rhonda.
Mm.
I'm here. That's me showing you I love you. But it's only because that's how I received it as a child.
Yeah.
And so, like, I really had to, like, get my head wrapped around that first, when me and Rhonda first started dating, and realize I can, but I realized I had more to show.
Because
I couldn't just stand on that. Because I would literally stand on that every chance I got. Like, I'm here, yeah. I'm here, I'm here. But what am I here doing?
Oh, that is good. You know, you have to understand, you have to know that in order to receive love, obviously you must be open, you know, about your desire for love mm-hmm. and the love that you've been given, right? You got to say, hey, this is what I've been used to. Is that matching you? You know?
Facts.
And again, that takes a strength in communication.
It does.
And a lot of people don't have that if they haven't been loved well, right? So you got to understand, those two hang out with one another, right?
And I add to that, that takes maturity too, because sometimes you don't even want to hear the answer to that.
Yeah.
Because you get your feelings hurt, like when someone tells you you're not doing something enough or the right
way. Yeah, yeah.
So I apologize for cutting you off, but I had to say that.
Yeah.
Because I know I was early in my feelings with you, where if you told me I wasn't doing something right, I would get in my feelings about it
mm-hmm.
instead of growing from it.
Okay, well then let's pose that back out to our listening audience. You know, when someone doesn't give you the love that you want, do you respond passive aggressively by, you know, either withdrawing? Do you pout?
Mm.
You know, do you put up a wall? You know, what do you do when you don't get the love that you want, right? But you aren't even really ready to give it the way that you asked for it, you know?
You know, it's funny when you say that, I'm like, that is a dope question for the fact. Like, let's say if I'm not giving you the love, I'm not giving you the love you're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reneging on your love, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
In essence, how much do you really love me? Because love is loving someone beside yourself, right?
Or beyond, outside of you. Yeah, beyond yourself. Yeah.
So no matter what I'm giving you, if you say you still love me, you still have to go 110%. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Versus you backsliding, well, I'm going to go give what I'm getting. Like, then how does that equate? Like, how do we ever get to where we're trying to go if I'm making your love renege on itself
mm-hmm.
and come down versus going up even more? Like, well, he doesn't love me the right way, I'm going to love him even harder so he sees where he needs to get to or where he could go.
Or what she can go.
Yeah,
or what she
facts,
can get.
Facts.
You know, it goes both ways. You know, it really does. So what you're describing is what we would call in our prep for marriage classes, we call it bait and switch type of love, right?
Mm.
So I put it out there. Okay. Oh, you don't want to hear, I'm going to pull it back, right? And you know what I'm saying? Well, you here now, so what are we going to do? You know, and it's a very passive aggressive way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You you want to control the situation. You don't know how to love. So you're just, when you get it, you want to trap it, right? Mm. But love will die if you don't nurture it, right? If you don't water it, if you don't build it, if you don't help it grow, right?
Facts.
And so we don't want death in your love, right? Because death of love is divorce, okay? Facts. It's a death of a marriage, right? It's death of an everlasting love here on earth for a temporal relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's to mirror what God does for us every single day. And when we make it to the marriage banquet being heaven, which is the real higher calling, right?
Facts.
That's when you're living happily ever after, because it's everlasting love, right? You know? And so we want you to understand that it's okay to be genuinely loved. Somebody really loves you, right? But like my husband said, do you love yourself? And if so, stop playing such a dirty trick on yourself and believing you're incapable of receiving it and incapable of giving it. Don't let the devil trick you and make you an accomplice to your own demise.
Facts.
You're sitting up here, I'll never get it. He goes, yep, that's right. And he's speaking this death talk to you, right? Telling you all these things, and you're just drinking it up, you know? And that's not what God wants you to do. The scripture talks about us loving our neighbors as ourselves, right?
Yes.
You can't love someone, like my husband said, if you don't love yourself first. So how are you self-loving you, okay? How are you taking care of you?
Ooh,
how are you making sure that you are feeding yourself with the word of God, right? So that you can see what you are. He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made, okay?
Come on.
So he's wrong? No, he's not. He's not wrong at all, right? So you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. My soul knows that very well, right?
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute. He gave you another one. Love conquers all, right?
Yes.
And love covers a multitude of sins. He's telling you, you know what? You got a lot of faults, but guess what? I love you anyway. No, it's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. It is nothing that can stop him from loving you. I'm telling you, there is no depth. There is no height. Nothing can keep you from the love of God, okay?
Facts.
And if you sit there and you start moving in that love, if you believe that love, then you can receive that love, because you're like, you know what? I know it gets good. It gets better from here.
Amen.
Oh my God. I'm telling you right now, I love love. Okay. If I could backstroke in love, I'd be doing it every day. I'd be like, ooh, love, love, stroke one, stroke two. Ooh,
so,
I would deep dive in it. Okay. I would soak in it. Right. I would just like, ooh, it's just, I would see rose petals every single day. That's how I look at love, because I know God is love. And if I could steep myself in him like a tea bag in some hot water, that would be me. And it would be fully immersed into me until I change. And when you change, that's when you can give the best love you have ever had. You should never want to love someone to the lowest capacity.
Agreed.
You should want to love someone above and beyond and outside of your capacity.
Agreed.
Ooh, everything don't get me started.
Like,
I'm sorry.
I love the tangent you was on. I'm on your soapbox with you.
I'm sorry.
Because like the way you're speaking so passionately, I feel your love.
Because
I love you just that much. You know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, right? And I like that. To me, that scripture reads like, I would do anything for you because I love you that much.
Yeah.
So I would give you the world if I could.
Yeah.
But I'm going to piece it together until I can.
Yeah, there you go.
But as you're saying that, I'm thinking about the fact that sometimes people just don't know love because they haven't experienced it, right?
Yeah.
Or because they don't know how to love someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or because they're just willing to accept any type of love.
Yeah.
Because they're scared of love, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so scared of the real thing that I'm going to take this because this is enough for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he loves me this much, so I can deal with that. And therefore, I don't have to give that much more of myself either.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just stay right here in our love. But like you were saying, like, love makes you want to grow.
It does.
And it makes you want more. Like, when you've experienced real love, you can't accept anything else.
Yes, true.
You won't accept anything else.
Exactly.
So therefore, God's love is like the ultimate.
Mm.
So if he's not giving you what God's been giving you your whole life, walk away.
Yeah, and if she's not giving it to you, walk away.
I love how you keep flipping. I apologize.
Because I want to be clear.
It sounds one-sided, but I'm so sorry.
This isn't one-sided. Signed, and
right,
we got to talk about it from all sides, because love covers all, right? It covers a multitude of sins, but it covers all. Love conquers all. I have to keep going back to that. The other thing I want you to know is this: those that are the most in need of love are the ones that often block it, right?
Mm.
I'm talking about the needy ones, okay? So think about that. If you're a needy individual, and it sounds sad, it sounds mean, and I'm not trying to be, but it's the best way that I can represent it in this moment, okay?
Okay,
so if you're talking about someone that has been through some things, and they really, really need that love from someone, somebody, right? They have a habit of really blocking it off. And what I'm thinking of this is this, like, remember when we're thinking of the scripture where it says the enemy may come in like a flood, but God raises a standard.
Right.
Let's say that you've built love and it's almost like a dam, right? It's water flowing and then you want to put a dam up, right? But you haven't built that dam up high enough, right? Okay. So what happens is water, all of it comes through, right? And you want love to come through like that, but sometimes you're getting some other things, right? It's not all clear water, right? Everything is, okay. You're getting everything all at once. And it might not be, you're not ready for it, okay?
Agree.
But you want to build up a standard. That means you don't just take anything that comes that way, but if you raise up that standard, right, then anybody that will get over that high of a standard, oh, they better come on and let that love in, okay?
Agreed.
I'm serious, you
know? No, you're right.
We are often the needy ones who block others from getting too close to us, right? And we got to make sure, are you blocking off people because you're so afraid that you can't meet them at their capacity of love, so you tear it down because it's unfamiliar to you.
Right. I agree with what you're saying. Because another level of that neediness is the fact that where you need it so much because you think their love is going to complete you in what you're missing from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas true love doesn't complete anything. It just magnifies what's already there. So therefore, if you're not a whole person already, like that true love or that real love isn't going to make you an even wholer person.
Yeah.
It's only supposed to magnify and increase your intrinsic value together.
Okay.
Versus making you this complete person who you should have been before we even got together and said we loved each other.
Well, let's talk about deficiencies in love, right?
Okay.
So let's talk about ways that you can see, all right? Now, we already asked this before, but I'm going to give it to you in another question so you all can be ready. And I want you to think about this for yourself. And then if you want to, pose it to the person that you're with so that you can see, are they really ready for love, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what this whole episode is about. We want to prepare you, give you the tools so that you don't just have romantic love, right? Because romantic love, it fades, but you need all three. You need agape love, you need eros love, right?
Yes,
you need
yes.
philia love, you need yes. it all, right? And we don't want
God is all of them.
He's all of it, right? And he's the highest level of them too, okay? So let's talk about this, all right? So ask yourself or ask someone this, were my efforts to get love somehow punished, okay? Mm. Did someone remove their love from me? Did they hang it over my head, right? Mm-hmm. Did they give me too much and it was just like, okay, it's just too much, I can't handle it, right?
Mm.
And you thought something was wrong with them rather being something wrong with you, right?
Oh.
Okay? The other thing is this, I want you to ask yourself, am I afraid to just let love in, you know? And then if you did sometimes allow love in, do you consider love to be dangerous, right?
Mm.
And what is the danger in the love that you've received, right? So that you can start telling people and training people and training your mind and yourself to think of love differently, okay?
Okay.
Have you become wary, right? Or even almost cynical, right? Believing, oh, there's no way this is genuine love. This is like, there's no possibility. Nobody's that happy. Nobody's that loving. What's the catch, right? If you think like that, we got to work on that. That is a negativity that, I mean, it's a different type of passive aggressive negativity that'll never let real love in.
Facts,
okay.
Facts.
And then the other thing is, am I ashamed to show someone love?
Whoa.
Are you ashamed of it? You know, is PDA weird to you? I don't do that. That's not me. You know, be afraid of that individual, right? We talk about this in our class. We talk about this in our book.
That person can't grow.
Yeah, yeah. We say if someone says, this is just who I am, oh, well, then you stay right there because I'm out, okay? You stay right there.
I'll be right back.
No, I won't. No, I won't. And I know we're making light of it, but we want to be clear with you because you're probably you're listening to this podcast, looking right over at that person, he or she, and thinking, that's you. If you are in that situation, it is okay to reevaluate that relationship under God's watchable eye.
Amen.
It's so easy for us to be distracted by, oh, that person's so cute. Oh, come that person now. Has such a good job.
Dimples. Look at that smile.
Oh, my goodness. We look so
he
good on
me
paper.
Flowers every day.
Like, we look so good on paper. Oh, my goodness.
We can get caught up in the superficial.
Yeah.
And not realize the real and what the substance is.
Yeah. And also want to tell you something. You know, has love somehow become traumatic to to you, you know? Have you shut down your receptors and any responsiveness to it because you've been so traumatized? Love don't look like love anymore. It's almost going to a reprobate mind. Love looks like hate and hate looks like love. You know, you got to wonder, why am I looking at love? Why are my senses for love off? Why don't I genuinely understand or know what it is? That's a problem. And you really need to go to the Lord about it. And honestly, sometimes, and we preach this all day long, you know, we are not a professional therapist, right? But we are love coaches. We want you to go far in life. And if we can't give you what you need here on earth, we want you to go to someone who can. That's when you go before God and say, Lord, where should I go? Amen. Is this the right place? How can I fix this? How can I fix my view of love?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, he's the doctor. And you know, whenever people on the earth tell you you aren't ready for love, right? Then I tell you to seek another opinion and let it be God's opinion.
Agree.
Because it's the only one that counts.
He is Dr. Love.
Yes, he is.
At a certain point, he can also prescribe professional help if need be.
Absolutely.
So hands down, amen.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that you are exercising love, that you know how to get it, how to receive it, and how to apply it. Love is an action word, okay?
Yes.
And it's so hard for people to understand that. Am I right?
It is. It is, because it goes back to growing up with it. If you haven't grown up with it, it's hard for you to wrap your head around the concept of the word and putting it into action. Like, some, you can receive it all day. Like, I can receive anybody's love, but how do I love them back that it'll benefit them and me? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I just want to tell you something. You know, being ready for love doesn't require perfection. Okay.
Oh, say that.
If somebody tells
you are not perfect,
nobody's perfect. Okay. And you know what? Someone should love you for your imperfections too, right? And you know who that is? That's God. And I'm going to tell you, like, me and my husband, we both have shortcomings, and we know it, because nobody in this world is perfect, including us, on top of that, right? But you know what? I love his flaws and all, right?
Come on,
and
I,
you know
I
what?
Love you right back. Now, let me, I got to say this on tape. I love your flaws and all, girl. When you snore, I don't hear that snore.
I do not snore.
I hear angels.
You a lie. Now, see, he lying now.
Come on,
and I
girl.
Love his lying butt right
Come
now, because he a lie. Yes. Oh my God.
Come
I'm just
on.
You just ain't right.
No, but
okay.
For real though, sit in what you, I want people to sit in what you said, because the fact of the matter is, if you think you can't accept love or be ready for love until you become perfect,
yeah,
then you'll never get it, because like we just said, you're never going to be perfect.
Oh.
So accept yourself for who you are and love yourself for who you are.
Uh-huh.
And allow love to just flourish within you, and you're going to get that love you deserve as well.
Yes, and I want to add to that. You know, love yourself for who you are, but then love yourself for who's you are.
Oh,
you belong to
dang.
God. And
I want to
he
say that.
Is love. He is love, and he loves you, and he can't wait to have a conversation with you tonight. So meet him in prayer tonight. And I promise you, he's always on time. He's never late. Okay? Get there and make sure you're on time, and make sure you're never late, so that you can receive the love that you really deserve.
Amen.
Okay? We love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining us for the Meet a We Talk Pack. Podcast.
Come on, all love.
Right.
Come on. I love you through all of it. Come
on. Even my mistakes. Okay,
come on now.
Good. Amen. Well, thank you for letting us tell you the truth.
Thank you so much for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
See you guys next time. All right.